Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, we missed this last week. I couldn't believe it. I thought about it later since then. That's right. It's Evil Weasel Wednesday, but every day is a fucking evil day in this goddamn country and around this fucking world, ain't it? Evil as it fucking gets. Man, on a par with hell, I reckon. It's also the 19th day of July, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to hit *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 77 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 92 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 62, so it's heated back up. It's hotter than hell. We'll go into extreme fire danger probably this week or next week, and then the Forest Service can go start doing their controlled burns again. Anyways, we're going to go through the break, and then we'll come back and go to the page of outrage.
Kings and queens and guillotines taking lives tonight. Scotch and parchment, lazy love, when Bishop took the ride all up to the sea.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty, over to the page of outrage. Let me get this out of my way. Okay. And away we go. It starts out. Well, why not? I mean, you guys are so fucking, you better be afraid of the technology, because the alternative is who's going to operate the technology? Who's going to come and kick your fucking ass, I guess is what we're trying to say here. Confidential Biden DOD memos reveals transgender service members can skip deployments and receive indefinite physical fitness standards and waivers. Isn't this some kind of like some super well fucking fair where they're getting top fucking goddamn medical fucking access that the people that fucking pay for it can't get, and they're fucking getting to fucking sit on their fucking asses and do nothing because they're changing from fucking women to men and men to women. I mean, what kind of fucking sick shit do we got going on? This guy don't answer that question. I mean, we're going to righteous high ground we're always talking about. The dossier has acquired a new Department of Defense memo that goes into great detail on the topic of care of service members who identify as transgender. Computer's been playing games this morning. The document, which is not classified, has long remained unavailable to Americans, is being published here for the first time for public consumption. A 34-page memo details the numerous perks granted to service members who identify as transgender. At the beginning of the of his tenure, President Biden, he's not president, he's the fucking corporate monarch for the fucking King Chuck, for the corporate United States corporation, period. Ended President Trump, who was the same. There ain't a bit of fucking difference in him. I mean, it's just to get this left-right fucking bullshit. It's almost time to vote. It's almost time to go out and be stupid again. It's almost time to go out and say, it's all right if you fuck me in the ass because I'm too fucking stupid to know better. Trump's ban on people who identify as transgender serving in the military. Since then, Biden... The Biden administration, the Biden gang, has granted more and more benefits to its cohorts, leading to the dudes like this being celebrated by the Defense Department. And you look at this motherfucker, and it's a fucking dude that's fucking a freak. It's not even a goddamn human being. It's a goddamn trans, what the hell they used to call it, hermaphrodite? Is that what, I mean, we're supposed to respect this shit? I don't. Makes me want to fucking puke. Just looking at it, she, her, my fucking ass. Always, anyways, here's some of the highlights found within the document. Taxpayer-funded care for transgender service members include, excuse me, speech, voice therapy, cross-sex hormones. This is, we're fighting wars here, people. I mean, goddamn, that's what the, excuse me again. Cross-sex hormones, laser hair removal, voice feminization surgery, facial contorting, body contorting, breast chest surgery, upper surgery, genital mutilation surgery, lower surgery, psychological counseling, service memory. I mean, this is, oh, they must have sprayed something. Psychological counseling. Service members who identify as transgender may receive a waiver for grooming and uniform standards. Service members who identify as transgender may receive an indefinite waiver for physical fitness standards. This waiver often becomes a de facto permanent situation, and the transgender identifying service member has just... I'm going to have to take a drink. Excuse me. Man, that was weird. Service members who identify as transgender will be considered non-deployable. Then what the fuck do they, what are we paying for here, people? For a bunch of fucking freaks to become freakier? We're up to three, well, fuck, they ain't our army anyway. But I mean, it's so hard to talk about this shit. This is, we're paying for United Nations fucking debauchery. We're up to 300 days while taking hormones for their transition period, again, given the that these hormones are often required for life. This may render the transgender identifying service member as permanently unable to deploy. So what are you actually doing? You're paying this son of a bitch to be a fucking queer. I mean, they're not going to do anything. They don't have to do anything except fucking transgender. Is that what the fucking Defense Department is about?
Nothing but a Frankenstein army, Henry. Nothing but a Frankenstein army. That's it.
Bring them fuckers on, man. We'll fucking, we'll plant them like fucking goddamn corn, the son of a bitches. I mean, this is what
you're saying.
Go ahead, brother.
You know what you just said? You know, when you just sit back and when you think about it, all of this is against the law. When you think about it, do we supposed to even have a standing army that we're paying for? No.
No, we do not. The army's supposed to be the body of the people in form of militia, either organized
yep.
or unorganized, period. And when there's a problem, we bring the militia out, and we go to what was supposed to happen under the lie of the Federalist Papers was they were supposed to provide arms and, we were supposed to be kept armed. We were responsible for being armed to defend this fucking country. But when you're going across oceans to steal the fucking resources of fucking other people and turn them over to your Jewish fucking Khazarian fucking masters, it's not the same kind of deal. You can't raise a militia for that. We were only supposed to defend our fucking the people, not these goddamn international corporation interests in other countries for stealing their fucking resources, stealing their fucking land, murdering their fucking children, trafficking their fucking children, parting their fucking children out while they're alive. That wasn't what the Defense Department was supposed to be about. But and you're right, it can't exist. It exists against the fucking true law of this country, the unalienable law of December 15, 1791. It is a fucking violation of Article 9 and 10, which makes it a violation of the whole motherfucker, plain and simple. The Defense Department memo makes clear the U.S. military in 2023 represents more of a social welfare and social justice program than any entity proposed with defeating any aggressive army, and that's a goddamn truth. That's what we're saying. What the fuck is this? I mean, you're not going to shoot a gun. You're not going to do anything. You're just going in there for fucking, I mean, got a fucking person out here working fucking, I mean, a middle-class person working their ass off, can't get their goddamn tooth pulled. You get a fucking abscess tooth. You get a three-month down-the-road fucking appointment, just like the, remember when Canada first had their socialized medicine and they were talking about the 3 month waiting period to go see a doctor, to go see somebody? Hell, you could die, which you'll probably die anyway if you go around these psychotic motherfucking doctors. But the bottom line is, this is socialized fucking medicine for you. This is what it all comes down to, and the goddamn medical industry has gone in for it. So you white coats, get ready to fucking have some hemp rope around your fucking neck, because you're going to pay for everybody you kill, you son of a bitches. Justice program, then any entity proposed with defeating aggressive army. You can find the memo in the attached PDF below, and if you go to the through the site, you can go there and you can look at that. And look at the, God damn, what a fucking critter. I mean, grotesque. Makes my fucking stomach turn. I ain't kidding you. Let's see what else we got here. No, I'm not going to play the game with the fucking lie. I mean, they want you to talk about shit that is fucking completely fucking irrelevant at this point. The motherfuckers, I mean, you have in Florida them passing laws, so you cannot take the fucking COVID-19 doesn't exist fucking biological kill agent. At the same time, you have this fucking shit origin. Who released that? Well, they're creating things to kill us in fucking underground labs all over the fucking world. This one in Wuhan, China, it's been pointed out as, oh, that's where COVID came from. We were studying. No, you were fucking, they were taking a fucking sickness that bats had and trying to find a way to bring it over so it could be fucking, could kill human beings, weaponizing it. And that's what they were fucking doing. And they released it on fucking purpose. This whole COVID-19 bullshit has been a part of this fucking reset, which is nothing but fucking misery for the individual free sovereign nationals who own this fucking country, who are paying for our own fucking destruction. It can't be argued otherwise. Former MAP advocacy spokesman Noah Berlaski, Nurberat, also wrote this essay about the autonomy of child sex workers. He said that most child trafficking victims are not coerced. You know what, you freak son of a bitch? Go over there and look at this cocksucker. Get a good look at his face. I see you somewhere, I'll fucking walk up and bust you right in the fucking nose, motherfucker. You piece of fucking human shit. You're not even human shit. You're not dog shit. You're worm shit. When people talk about child sex trafficking, they generally have an idea of kidnapping rings and violent coercion, which there is, but most underage people who trade sex don't have pimps. Adults in their lives have failed to provide them with food and shelter. Bullshit, you fucking scumbag. I mean, this fucker, you know, 20 years ago, this motherfucker went and showed his face and went and said this shit to nobody. That's how fucking weak our people have become. That's how fucking acclimated to fucking goddamn abominations our fucking people have become. It don't even, I mean, you read this fucking shit in that moral high ground. Oh, it keeps getting further up there. But you ain't doing jack shit about it, are you? Transgender Biden official Rachel Levin says hormones can help kids going through the wrong puberty. And you're going to decide instead of nature what the fucking right puberty is, you sick fuck. This is by Jessica Chasmar, Fox News, Department of Health and Human Services, Assistant Secretary Rachel Levine, Department of Health and Human Services, HHS Assistant Rachel Levine recently argued that medical intervention such as hormone therapy could be necessary for children who are experiencing wrong puberty. That is such a fucking, I mean, what fucking, do you think that we're fucking retards? I mean, truly? And here's this son of a bitch again. This, you're a fucking dude. You can tell it in your fucking face. You're born a dude. Now you're a fucking goddamn hermaphrodite, some piece of shit, some kind of animal. You're not even fucking human, you piece of garbage. Levine appeared Friday in the first installment of ABC Nightline series Identity Denied, Trans in America, which featured a teenager who had claimed to be under attack by Republican efforts. See, now here we go. We're going to start with this Republican-Democrat fucking shit again. There are no Republicans. There are no Democrats. No left, no right. No goddamn conservatives. No fucking liberals. There's just law or there ain't. And right now there's not law. Why isn't there law? Because we, the people, are not enforcing the goddamn law, which is our responsibility. So every fucking outrage we see, every abomination we see, we are a party to it for our failure to fucking act. Republican my ass. Effort to ban gender assignment surgeries and drugs for minors in states across the country. Sure, you got to have that fucking, this one's against that one. I'm on that side. I'm on that side. I'm a Republican. I'm a Democrat. You stupid, fucking worthless son of a bitches. Look where you've led us.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, and that Levine, I mean, what you say, the director of what? I mean, I know the what, public health or something like that. Do that thing look anywhere near healthy? It look like, which it is, an insane Jew. The insane Jew.
It whatever. I won't use the term them, they. That my mind for this is shit. Shit is HHS Assistant Secretary Rachel Levine. Rachel is a fucking dude, man. Look at that. Fuck, it's obvious. You motherfucking sick prick motherfucker. I mean, you're an ugly motherfucker. You never got a fucking woman, you piece of shit. But you're not, I mean, look at this. This is standing with pretending to have authority over American nationals, which this fucking shit does not have any authority over American nationals. This shit existing is a violation of our fucking law. We don't have to put up with this shit. The treatment options for gender-affirming care for transgender youth really are evidence-based, Levine said in the video. I don't give a fuck what shit this shit piece of shit said. It wants fucking other creatures like it. So, I mean, goddamn, you're something you go pay a quarter to see at the fucking circus, you sick son of a bitch. Adolescence is hard and puberty is hard. She continued, you've experienced one fucking goddamn fucking experience of puberty. And puberty is not hard. It's a natural transition that's been going on since the first fucking man and fucking woman became of age and had the first fucking kid. You're a fucking sick son of a bitch. You need to.
Hey,
be,
Henry.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know what? Think about it, man. I remember when I was coming into puberty, man, as a young man, you know, fifth, sixth grade. I couldn't wait to get a little hair under my arm and my voice to get a little deep. So this retarded, crazy fool, I mean, I don't know where that fool got that from, because when I was young, I was like, man, I can't wait to, you know, because, you know, when you grew up around your older cousins, you know, and they're males and they, you know, 14 to 15, you know, they start maturing, and you're like, man, I can't wait till I get a little hair under my arms and all my voice become deeper. So this retarded fool, you know, I mean, I don't know where you get that. How the hell is that hard? That's something you can't wait to come into.
Yeah, remember the first time you shaved? I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's nothing. I mean, there was nothing bad about
it. That's the thing he wanted to do. You know, that's not, as a young man, that's something you couldn't wait for.
Exactly. And it was for everybody, man. This fucking piece of shit freak, hermaphrodite fucking pile of shit. It's worthless. I mean, talk your ass off. You're 0.004% of the fucking world population, and you are going to be fucking taken out, you motherfuckers. You do not rule us. No piece of garbage like you. Who are you going to have fight us? Your fucking goddamn transgender army who doesn't have to fucking fight? Who is just actually fucking transgender welfare cases for life? And think of the money that they're fucking getting. They're getting money for serving when they're not serving. All this fucking medical care could be going to fucking people who, like poor people. If you're fucking poor and you got a cavity and you can't afford to have that fucker filled, you get it pulled out. Fuck you, American National, that's paying for all this fucking shit. We got to take care of these fucking animals, and that's what they are. They're fucking animals, and they do not fucking impress me one bit, and I do not fear them one bit. What if you're going through the wrong puberty? What if you're a fucking goddamn transvestite fucking goddamn abomination to fucking the very theory of fucking life? What if you feel that you are a female, but now you're going through male puberty? I guess you're a little bit fucking confused then, aren't you? You don't know you're a fucking boy. You got that dick hanging between your legs. Your sister has a vagina hanging, well, between her legs. And you can't figure that fucking out, you stupid son of a bitch. Levine, the highest ranking openly transgender. You know, you're not nothing. You're not an official. You are a goddamn violation of the law and just your existence, you fucking freak. Levine, the highest ranking openly fucking treasonous piece of shit federal official in the country, was well into adulthood when she started experimenting with her gender identity. No, you fucking freak. I mean, you were an ugly son of a bitch. And even the ugly girl wouldn't want you. A fat girl wouldn't want you. You're a fucking dog, man. You're one of the coyote women. You woke up beside something like that, you'd chew your fucking arm off to get away without waking it. And she shows 54 years old when she was fully transitioned into a female. No, you're not. I'm looking at you. You're fucking not. You're not a fucking female. You're a fucking freak dude.
You're doing a disservice calling them animals.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. You are right, Hubert. I tried to think of something like worm sweat. I don't know. We might have to find another language, maybe Greek. There's something that can describe just how loathsome these fucking animals are. But until then, we'll just call. I call them shit. That's my pronoun for them. Worm shit. We'll work on it. Rachel Levine, nominee for Assistant Secretary in Department of Health and Human Services, testifies at her confirmation hearing before the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee February 25th, 2021 on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. Caroline Bowie. I mean, the first time, I mean, my dad's time, you just throw something up like this, this goddamn country would have exploded. The fucking people would have went fucking nuts. So that shows you what incrementalism can fucking accomplish. The thin edge of that thick wedge. Now we're at the thick fucking edge, and this is the shit we've got for fucking allowing it to go that fucking far. Levine claimed in the ABC interview that young children are not getting gender-related surgeries or procedures, but that other interventions like hormone and speech therapies can help them explore it. You fucking unnatural abomination. You're an abomination to life. The reason we have fucking human beings on this fucking earth is not because of fucking shit like you. It's because of the natural fucking man and woman, you know, heterosexual fucking marrying, having children, having the children, taking care of the children when you're young, that take care of you when you're fucking old. I mean, God damn it. You can't erase fucking the thousands of years of fucking natural fucking goddamn life with your phone. We're going to reset things so that the queers, these fucking goddamn 0.004 fucking five fucking assholes, We're going to make them seem like they're fucking in charge. Well, you're not in charge of shit. You try pushing this shit on me, I'll blow your goddamn head off. I want to make it clear that for pre-pubertal children, there are no medical procedures done, she said. The standard of care allows them to explore what with that therapy. Fuck you. You fucking animal. I'm sorry about that. Worm sweat. Dog shit. I try to think of lower things, but I can't. Levine declared that such treatments are literally suicide prevention care. No, after they get through doing this to themselves and they do fucking mature and then they're in the wrong fucking body, that's when they blow their goddamn brains out, and you know it, you fucking freak. Suicide prevention and this that bans against them are unscientific and medically harmful. You're nothing. You're lower, God, I don't know, a snake's belly in a wagon track. You are an absolute fucking worthless piece of shit. And you think of the money that we're paying this fucking dog shit. You think of the money this fucking thing is making. To do what? To try to fucking cut your kid's dick off and glue it on the girl? Sick son of a bitch. Gender-affirming care is medical care, she said. No, it fucking ain't. It's mutilation. Gender-affirming care is mental health care. No, it ain't. It makes people fucking, like I said, once they fucking mature, want to blow their brains out. Gender-affirming care is literally suicide prevention. No, it's fucking suicide guarantee. Parents defending education, President Nikki Neely highlighted the clip on Twitter and took a shot at Levine's credibility, asking, "This is the expert parent. Are you supposed to trust?" That's a pretty goddamn good question, I think. Look at that fucking animal. During an interview last month, Levine argued that government does not belong in gender treatments for minors, and that the potentiality and ideologically motivated laws and actions sweeping the country are harming kids. Rachel Levine, no, it's not Rachel. I don't know what the fuck your name was, you motherfucker, but you aren't a fucking man. I mean, this fucking, Rachel, you know, one of those names, I like Rachel. It's a good name for a girl, but you're not a fucking girl, motherfucker. You are a fucking thing. You're not even human. Levine discussed health equity at Washington Post live event in June 23, Washington Post, and that's the end of that sick fucking article. God, if you look at this son of a bitch, God almighty, you know how far we have sunk and how high that moral ground has to fucking be. We know that the fucking vaccine is a killing motherfucker. U.S. finally cancels funding to Wuhan lab, I'm sorry. Okay, the U.S. government has finally pulled funding from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, where the Obama administration offshored banned gain-of-function research. What's gain-of-function research, guys? That's where you try to take a disease that you can cross over from something like a bat that fucking the human immune system hasn't faced before, so that you can cause a panic. It's a biological weapon. And that's what's fucking going on. And everybody fucking knows it. Everybody knows that that son of a bitch Fauci has been paid more than any fucking son of a bitch ever in the fucking government. In the corporation than anybody else for fucking, spearheading this fucking goddamn propaganda campaign, this lie, this goddamn scam. So, this is where this reset shit come from. That's where all these queers comes from. It all starts with this goddamn fucking lie of COVID-19. COVID-19 does not exist, never has existed, never will it fucking exist. Projects to make bat COVID more transmittable to humans. That's what they were doing with your fucking tax money. They were trying to make something to kill people. That's... Man, isn't that like mixing up fucking chemicals to put in a water system to kill a fucking population. This fucking kills indiscriminately. It kills little kids. This is the kind of monsters we are fucking dealing with. Our brother, we're not fucking dealing with, that we should be fucking dealing with, because we have the fucking authority to stop this goddamn shit. They're a fucking handful, and they're fucking punking us. Before a highly evolved human infecting bat coronavirus broke out in the same town and killed millions of people. You see, this is just trying to get you, because everybody has figured it out. COVID-19 does not exist, never did exist. This whole thing has been a propaganda program for their phony fucking reset, where queers rule over us. If queers could rule over us, I think they can fucking keep us under control, don't you? And that's what they're fucking thinking. Never seen one like article. This is all new stuff here, people. U.S. expected to announce new $1.3 billion weapons package for where? Ukraine. What the fuck do we... Well, here's some more theft. Because this is so they can go over there and fucking sell it on the black market. It can show up in fucking France. And they can fucking sit down at the table there in fucking Kiev where nobody will fucking go. And they can fucking cut up the money with fucking Trump, with fucking Putin, with fucking goddamn your two-run JFK Jr., with fucking goddamn DeSantis. All the fucking corporate mafia heads can get together there and fucking operate in fucking secret. The Biden administration is expected to announce a new $1.3 billion weapons package for Ukraine in the coming days, Reuters reported on Tuesday, citing two unnamed U.S. officials. The funds will be provided through the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative. What? Fuck you. How about the American National Security Assistance Initiative? I mean, just like this shit, you know, they're handing over to other countries. I'm going to get that other story, which allows the U.S. to purchase weapons for Ukraine as opposed to shipping them directly from U.S. military stockpiles, which is the main way the U.S. has been arming Kiev. And think about it, people. Remember doing Trumpy's fucking administration? What did he do? He piled up the fucking weapons. We don't got enough. We're way down. If we were attacked, we wouldn't be able to fight a war. And he made the big piles of ammunition and fucking munitions. And now fucking his partner in crime, fucking Biden, is fucking doing the selling of the fucking, they're having them shipped over there. I'm sure there's a lot of people involved in that international corporate mafia operation. And I'm sure Trumpy's getting his fucking cut. The sources told Reuters that the new package will include an anti-drone air defense system known as the Vampire. I'm sure we paid to create this during the administration of Trump. Remember Trump? Remember we were building up the stockpiles? We were got them all built up again. What for? To hand them over to fucking goddamn Ukraine? To take them to Ukraine so they could be sold on the black market and they could stuff their fucking pockets with the proceeds, and the industrial war complex gets their fucking cut too, don't they? Phoenix Ghost drones and switchable drones, which are both small loitering munitions and other counter-drone systems made by Australia's Drone Shield. So, I mean, Australia, you getting your cut in it, you fucking, the thieves that are fucking... The international corporate mafia that runs fucking goddamn Australia. You have no governments anymore, people. It's all fucking mafia. It's all corporate fucking mafia. Because the weapon systems are being purchased, it could take months or years for them to be delivered. Yeah. And man, two million leave here and two of them get there. I don't know what the fuck is doing that. Excuse me. The report comes as U.S. officials are warning the Pentagon is draining the stockpile to dangerously low. So let's get Trump back in there. We can fill it back up again. Then we can put the next motherfucker in there. I mean, if you go out and vote, you got to vote to do this, people. You got to want it. You got to want it with all your might. According to State Department, the U.S. has damn it, I haven't coughed in fucking a week. And just all of a sudden when I come up here to do my broadcast, I wonder what's coming in through the air conditioner. According to the State Department, the U.S. has provided Ukraine with a 10.8. Go ahead.
It's COVID.
That's probably it, man.
Just kidding.
That's all right. You're probably right. Not COVID, but whatever fucking disease they're making today in their underground labs that they are weaponizing to kill fucking people. And they're admitting that they're fucking killing us. They're doing it on purpose. We're culling the fucking world population. I think somewhere in here I seen a 6 million fucking people. And in one of these articles, I'm not sure if we'll hit it or not, and USAI funds so far in the 2023 fiscal year and 2022 fiscal year, which ended on September 30th for the federal government, the United States announced $6.3 billion in USAI aid for Ukraine. Fuck Ukraine. Our people are fucking hurting. I mean, God damn it, man. No other society, armed society, would put up with this fucking shit. Who would? Only the goddamn cowardly, spineless fucking Americans, man. It's unfucking believable. You can't go down there and sack a fucking handful of fucking spineless communists, fascists. Oh, that's right, because you're all a bunch of capitalists. And then you're getting in on the action. You're getting the silver and the gold. So you're going to try and fucking slow this down or stop it as much as you can, because if we ever fucking ended it, you'd be out of fucking of your scam, wouldn't you? You fucking mammon worshiping pieces of shit. The administration is expected to
have... Hey, Adrian.
Yes, sir.
You know the crazy thing about that is, like, I guess they must, you know, understand that we heard what Mike Pence said. So all you Trump tars out there, look what he said in that last clip with our old CIA Tucker Carlson there.
Yep.
I mean, they tell you things right there to your face. He said he didn't care nothing about American cities as long as those tanks and that money keep going to Ukraine.
Yep, that's your representative. See, they represent you. No, they fucking don't. This is a goddamn hostile fucking occupation. Its aim is to fucking take everything we have, including the lintens in our pocket, and ourselves, and enslave our fucking people and our children for the future. If we don't fight them, we're fucking worthless. And we have the goddamn means, we just don't have the goddamn balls. That's all I can fucking say. We'll be right back.
Seems I got to have a change. Strangest dreams. It wasn't by the way things used to be. Yeah. Left here on my own, so it seems. I got to leave before I start to scream. Somebody locked the door and took the key. Feeling all right. Feeling too good myself. Feeling all right. I'm not feeling too good myself.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
About your pills, and I'm just thinking of you, about your way of life.
one right now, I'll be back tomorrow. Cigarette, I gotta get this off my chest. Cigarette, I'll take a one right now, get out the way. All of my head trigger, and I told them what I done. Take your best go on a diet, yeah, I hope you have some fun. And I don't go good tomorrow, all the rich folks will get rude. Cause you won't get in no trouble, when you keep that kind of food. I'll have a song get up that young boy, and then they go get sick. And the dance in the yacht club, with muffin Uncle Bill. But there's one good thing that happens, when you talk your perfect mind.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:46 Pacific time, and that was Aerosmith with Eat the Rich. What, kill them first. I mean, well, I don't know. Maybe not. Sons of bitches. But, I mean, they want to eat you. I mean, they eat little babies. I mean, is there any fucking kind of standard that's being set here for fucking what we can and cannot eat? Sons of bitches. Let's see if we can find something worth talking about here. Da-da-da-da. Oh, here we go. You got let me make sure there ain't something cooler. Okay, we'll go with this. In new strategy, state asks locals to host unhoused migrant families as officials scramble to expand shelters. Fuck our people living under fucking freeway underpasses. Fuck the American nationals who don't have a pot to piss in or wind to throw it out. We got to take care of the fucking third world motherfucking fuck like jackrabbit goddamn son of a bitches that have come over our border and fucking invasion of this fucking country. That's who we got to take care of. Let your own fucking children starve. You can be like fucking Weimar Germany. I've seen fucking film flicks out of there where they, I mean, it looked like goddamn, you know, like a, well, like fucking God, oh man, Uganda. I mean, you pick the fucking spot. I mean, starving children, starving, bloated bellies, flies buzzing their eyes, I mean, I seen it. No wonder the fucking German people fucking rose up. Their kids were dying. Maybe they didn't care quick enough, huh? And that goddamn cop thing is getting me. I can't believe this shit. Excuse me. Fucking bastards. Massachusetts officials are seeking residents willing to host newly arrived families. What about the fucking people that have lived here since the beginning of this country, since before the beginning of this country? They're the ones that are getting fucked. The American, the longer you've been here, the longer your family's been here, the more right you have to be here. The more right you have to say, this is my goddamn country. This is my country, and you've taken it without giving me due process of the fucking law, which means you have stolen it through fraud. And you son of a bitches, I mean, hey, but man, you crossed the fucking border with goddamn teardrops tattooed under your eyes and a machete in your hand, and fuck, they embrace you. Hosts are asked to provide a room or apartment for a few days until longer team term accommodations can be arranged. I mean, look at this shit, man. Our own people, I mean, look at the streets, goddamn it. I guess you just pump the fentanyl in and the people. Now, really, that's the people that you should consider the weak people that are just fucking worthless are the ones that just say, fuck, sit down on the goddamn sidewalk and start pumping heroin and shit in their fucking arms and fucking just become the trash, the third world trash that they want them to be. The people who fucking stand up fucking, oh, goddamn, they're terrorists. If you went and go talk about the Bill of fucking Rights, man. Oh, that's anti-government. Oh, really? When the Bill of Rights becomes anti-government, it's time to attack.
It says resident and subject and citizen and all that shit.
Uh-huh. You bet you it does. A significant part of the families in need of housing in the state are new immigrants. No, they're not. They're fucking illegal aliens. That's what they fucking are. You cross into this country without the fucking permission of the American nationals, you're an illegal alien. You're an invading fucking force. And I've said this 10 million fucking times. You've listened to it 10 million fucking times. We all know what the lay of the fucking land is. And I still cannot believe the people will not come together on that fucking document with those 10 fucking articles and end this shit. How long are you waiting for your life to run out so you don't have to be accountable? You want your kids to fight? You want your grandchildren to fight it for you? Isn't that how we got here? The generations before us did the same fucking thing and dumped it in our fucking lap. Sooner or later, somebody has to stand up and be a fucking American with a fucking spine and do it. Take care of it. Go ahead.
Hey, and you know what, though, man? This shit make anyone mad because you know what? They will kill you over a seatbelt. But let me tell you something. You jump over that fence, and you can come all day, and nothing will happen to you. They will invite you in over here. That is a felony. That's a felony what they're doing. And they invite these people in, give them a court date, and disperse them all the way around this nation.
And the court date is what they fucking do. Joke because they never have no intention. It's like when Trump was coming in, I was on the radio, I was saying he isn't going to deport no motherfucker, and he fucking didn't. They tried to act like he deported some goddamn criminals, people getting out of jail for rape and fucking murder from another country. But you know what? Biden paid to fucking take airplanes down there and fly them back. They have a right to be here. You and I don't. I mean, it's just like this transgender shit. These handful of freaks have a right to be freaks. But you don't have a right to be sickened by it and not let them fucking push it on your fucking children to become freaks like them. We're going to my children, my grandchildren are going to be regular fucking people. They already are. And they think this fucking shit is sick. You aren't going to get rid of us. And I'm talking about is us leaving this fucking for somebody, our children to, and our grandchildren to take care of. I mean, we can't go that far. It's come as far as we, I mean, God damn it, intolerable acts. What was going on back in 1760s, 70s, and, it was bad, but compared to this, it was nothing. At the height of the goddamn Roman Empire, when it was at its most decadent fucking stage, when they, screwing in the fucking streets and shit, it wasn't as bad as what we fucking got, people. They weren't part. They were selling slaves and shit, but they weren't parting up little children alive and selling their body parts and calling it a multi-million billion-dollar industry. How can you? I mean, just for them to say that it's a multi-billion-dollar industry. No, it's a multi-billion-dollar fucking crime against humanity, is what it is. But I mean, it's just kind of incrementalism. You know, get the idea in here. It's just another industry, don't you know? I'm selling children's body parts. I mean, the freaking initial outrage, like when I first seen that Hunter Biden fucking video, it hasn't dissipated in me. But most people, they'll see that and then they'll fucking, they just become accustomed to it. I mean, until you, they come in to hack your fucking kids up, I guess, and then if you ain't polished a hole in that fucking gun, you could probably shoot it. But my God almighty, it's none of this defense. When the time comes, the time has come and gone. If we don't stop this shit, and I mean go out and stop it, not wait for it, our goddamn children and our fucking prodigy are doomed. There's no two fucking ways about it. Look at this shit. And as far as we got to have the moral high ground, shove that right up your motherfucking ass. Whoever says it, shove it up your ass. If you ain't got the moral high ground by now, you will never have it. If them cutting up little fucking children alive doesn't give you the moral high ground to destroy them, nothing does. And you will accept anything. You'll accept it as long as it ain't happening to you. And they come for your gold and silver. Now, you will fucking fight. They try to take that goddamn mammon from you. You will fight. You'll fight for mammon, but you won't fight for children. And you got to this point by accepting fucking violations to our fucking unalienable law of December 15, 1791, through the fucking, through the idea that it was for the children. Give up your rights for the children. No, you never give up your rights. If you care about your fucking children, you fight for those rights because they're your children's rights. And now they're trying to tell you that this child, a 12-year-old, has the capacity to say yes to some fucking molesting fucking pedophilic piece of shit to fucking, to sell themselves into fucking goddamn prostitution. I mean, come on, people. I'm not saying it. No, I don't even have to say it. I just want to puke on the mic. You know what's going on. I ain't going to tell you to come on because you ain't going to anyway because you're a fucking bunch of cowards. This has previously been a practice among resettlement agencies and other volunteers who work to support new arrivals, said, looks like, Carissa Hand, press secretary for the Healy administration in a statement. Host families are generally drawn from the community and volunteer networks here, her statement said. And look what they're doing. They're building this country for fucking the invaders. You do not see this as you're being recolonized. Why are you being recolonized? Because the goddamn thing belongs to you. We're the only ones that can say, get the fuck out. You're in my house. I can prove it's my house. Here's the fucking documentation. Here's the fraud you committed. You're going to hang for the fraud. You're going to get the fuck out of my house. You're giving back everything you've stolen from me. We're the only ones that can do it because it does. It belongs to us. Those those interested in hosting can contact the Brazilian Worker Center, which runs the Alston Welcome Facility. Listen to all this shit. How much is this costing us? Why we can't eat good food? Why our fucking people are fucking going hungry? While our people are living under goddamn highway overpasses? Think about it. We're building these fucking, all these fucking, with non-governmental agencies for a foreign fucking entity. This is fucking treason at its highest goddamn level. You don't get no more treasonous than this. But you can't even call them on treason because it's not a goddamn, there was never fucking, I mean, the fucking Constitution never was. But you do if you have the fucking Bill of Rights. You go by the Bill of Rights, you can call them treacherous. You can accuse them of treason. You can take them and try them for treason. And you can hang their fucking asses for treason because that's the only law that was meant to fucking be. And that's what that law was put here for, just like the guns, to take care of situations that like what we're in now. And like I said, the fact that it got this fucking far is a black cloud on our fucking ancestry, that our people let this go this fucking far to the point that we know that the fucking people like Hunter Biden are fucking taking little girls, 6 and 7 years old, dressing them up like prostitutes, fucking pedophiling them, and showing themselves doing it, videotaping it, and putting it in your fucking face. So I guess you just get used to seeing that, and then when it happens, when it comes to your living room, it won't be such a fucking shock when it's happening to your children, huh? The addition of this layer of adding it in host homes, and I mean, this is, could be a part of the pedophilia rings itself, really seems to be because of the urgency and current unmet needs. What about the unmet needs of the American nationals who own this goddamn joint? Whose fucking resources you are stealing? Whose wealth you are stealing? Straight up stealing. There is no fucking statute of limitation on goddamn fraud. And it has been fraudulent conveyance after fraudulent conveyance. You never had the authority to sell what was ours. You never took it from us as individuals through the due process of the fucking law. When they seized the gold in 1933, they would have had to take each and every person to a fucking, to a common law process in a common law court, but then they'd already fucking, no, we're going to dictate this, and if you don't do it, we'll send people to fucking shoot you. I mean, why didn't that generation? It would have been a lot less costly. And the longer we wait, the more of us have got to die to make, to stop this fucking shit. And they're entrenching people. We keep telling you they're entrenching, and you keep sitting there, I mean, I don't want to die. I don't want to put myself at hazard. I mean, my little girl, she's still alive. She got raped. She got fucking beaten around. And she said, well, no, oh, wait a minute. They're taking her to part her out. I guess she ain't going to be alive either. Oh, current unmet needs, said Kelly, truly associated director of the Massachusetts Coalition for the Homeless. Not for the homeless, for the fucking invasion forces. They don't give a fuck about American nationals. They don't give a fuck about your children. They're trying to fucking kill them. They're trying to cut their body parts and mutilate them. God damn, it's like I think about them babies being taken from them two women who did care about their fucking children. And then they, oh, it's because we care about the safety of the children. Are you safely cutting them up and parting them out, you motherfuckers? Huh? And then, of course, it's some goddamn foreigner. He's probably been in this country a fucking, you know, a year, maybe one generation. And this is the son of a bitch taking the goddamn child from the American national. And where are the goddamn men? Where are you men down there in goddamn Los Angeles County? You let this shit fucking happen? What the fuck? You got something? You're out boogering little kids too? Maybe you like this shit. This is something that they could get online very quickly if host families and hosts come forward. However, truly warned that this should be a stopgap measure rather than a lasting solution. We know the longer-term shelter and permanent housing for these motherfucking invaders. They are fucking invaders by definition of the English fucking language. And it's been said at the highest fucking levels of the corporation. Yes, they are fucking invaders. And when this whole fucking shit began, we were calling them illegal aliens because that's what they fucking are. Now they're fucking step across the border and they have more rights than any fucking American national ever thought about having their whole fucking life. These motherfuckers can do anything. They can kill people. They can kill children. They can, I mean, like the one up in goddamn Portland, fucking stabs up a woman. I mean, fucking beats her almost to death and rapes her. He gets taken down to the goddamn border and released. Comes back a couple months later, he kills a fucking woman and fucking rapes her. I wonder if he's back out on the fucking streets already, because that's what this is really all the fucking about. This is like unleashing the savages on the fucking frontier during the fucking, well, the Revolutionary War, which was the hijacking of the fucking property or uprising of the people for their fucking rights. Your fucking rights. Remember, your fucking rights. Your fucking rights. That's why they took the April 19th off the fucking calendar. Because people might actually say, why did they do that? Oh, yeah, that's right. It was for their fucking rights. That's what the Bill of Rights is for. And the Bill of Rights fucking trumps all other fucking law. Because it is the law of the people. It is the jurisdictional authority of the people. Well, this is enough fucking outrage for the day, guys, and we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another bunch of fucking outrage. Until then, be outraged and see if you can figure out why in the fuck the people of this fucking country will not enforce their own fucking law. And, I mean, what you're doing is not unlawful. To kill them is not unlawful. It is your duty. Your duty to your fucking progeny, to your children, to your grandchildren. It's your duty. You're shirking your fucking duty because you're cowardly, because you don't want to face the fucking hazard. And that's what the generation's done before us. Well, it's got to stop here, or they're going to fuck it. They will take this fucking country away from us. If we do not stand up and fight these motherfuckers, they will defeat us without firing a fucking shot. Because why? Because we're a bunch of fucking pussies. And that is the word from the trenches. Ugh.